that a lot in practice from him, because he was close to us, but they didn't seem shocked at that game because they said they see, have you seen that?
Well, I think, you know, if you flash back to late in the New England game, you know, he went in and made a pretty big play right. in that game. So, you know, guys are expected to be ready. That's what they get paid to do, and that's what we work very hard to prepare for and be ready, whether it's, you know, a backup role going into it, and all of a sudden, I mean, you're one play away from being a starter, and that's the reality of what we do with, you know, only 46 guys suited up, you know, on game day.
What kind of impact do you think John had speaking to the team?
You know, I think, you know, again, it's you know, it could be the trainer, it could be an assistant coach, it could be a coordinator. I think, you know, when you work hard in an organization like John does and, you know, played the game at a high level, you know, he is in charge of the football operations of the Broncos. You know, sometimes a different voice is positive. You know, you don't care how you get there, it's just as long as you get there. So, yeah, you'd have to ask everybody involved. I thought it was good, you know. So...
Coach, coming from sort of a defensive background that you have, and watching some of these games this year with Aaron Rodgers last night, mm-hmm. six touchdowns and a half, Roethlisberger, Manning's thrown, you know, five, several times, whatever. I mean, are you just amazed at how this game, I mean, is it changing in front of us?
Well, I mean, I've, you know, in my 25th year in the league, I've seen it evolve, you know, what we call 21 personnel, some people call it regular personnel. I mean, you almost never see anymore. You know, it's a two-back offense, one tight end, two receivers. You know, so, you know, a lot more run game. The rules have kind of come into play. I think the emphasis of, you know, a very accurate, top-notch quarterback, you know, I think you see permeated throughout the league. You know, so I think all that stuff is just the evolution of the game. I remember when kickoff return used to be five linemen were the front line guys. You know, that's changed. So, you know, it's always changing, so you have to adjust, and it hasn't gotten any easier, I can tell you that.
When you play Brock Osweiler in the fourth quarter, how much do you have to balance wanting to get him reps in the full range of the offense but not wanting to go no huddle and run up and score in that kind of situation?
Well, I don't think, you know, our game plan's our game plan. And, you know, obviously there's certain plays you may highlight on more than others. But, you know, just like CJ, you know, when Mike asked the question, same way with Brock. I mean, he's got to be ready. And, you know, it's valuable experience for a lot of guys. I mean, we were able to, you know, change some linemen, change some wideouts. You know, those live game reps are, you know, invaluable experience for anybody, and particularly the quarterback. But we don't. Well, we really don't change it that much.
How goes it, Julius Thomas back involved or more involved?
Well, I think he's been pretty well involved.
More involved in the passing. Yeah. Catching the pass.
You know, I go back. I think I answered the question a week ago. Just flashing back. You know, he had a big touchdown catch in that game, and you know, some things we had to do protection wise. You know, kept him in some, but it wasn't like it was, you know, half his reps or anything.
John, the sleep of service and Ben Garland dressing this past week.
Yeah.
How personally do you take that?
I thought it was awesome. I mean, it wasn't anything designed like that. Just we had an injury, you know, at practice to Paul Kornick, and you know, it just turned out that he ended up being active. But you know, it's a guy that's been patient. You know, he's been in different positions. You know, he's grown a lot, and it was. It's just fun to watch him to be able to have a uniform and be out there, and he did very well every time. You know, I mean, just even leaving and coming off the field was pretty impressive. So he did a tremendous job.